266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Most of Los Angeles County is under a flash flood warning amid torrential rain, mudslides, rescues, and power outages. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
We've got roads that look like raging rivers. The current here is strong enough to uplift entire boulders.
The forecast calls for rain to continue into tomorrow. Secretary of State Blinken arrived in Saudi Arabia today. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
He will address the humanitarian concerns in Gaza as Israel presses on with its offensive. He will also discuss a proposed truce that would allow a prisoner hostage exchange.
Jay-Z accepting the Global Impact Award at the Grammys on CBS and using his platform to call out the Recording Academy for snubbing his wife, Beyonce, again.
We love y'all. We love y'all. We want y'all to get it right, at least get it close to right. And obviously, it's subjective.
Taylor Swift broke a record by winning her fourth Album of the Year award. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden has some competition for Wisconsin Democratic primary voters in April. The state Supreme Court ordered Dean Phillips' name to be on the ballot Friday. Phillips says democracy works best when voters have choices.
I believe democracy requires competition. It makes everything better. American voters deserve choices. 70% of American voters don't want Donald Trump or Joe Biden.
Phillips on Upfront on WISN-TV. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says it will hear Governor Evers' lawsuit challenging the legislature's practice of blocking his initiatives in committee. The governor sued the legislature for blocking a number of conservation projects. Evers says lawmakers should not be able to kill plans that passed as separate laws or part of the state budget. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two kids were inside of a car stolen from a Quick Trip parking lot in Oak Creek yesterday. A man told police that a person jumped into the driver's seat and told his 8-year-old daughter to get out. However, a 2-year-old was still on the back of the car. Fortunately, police found the car and the two girls safe about a mile away. Law enforcement says they have a person of interest in custody in connection with the case. A Cudahy woman who conned people into believing they were donating to World War II veterans will spend several months behind bars. On Friday, a judge found Joni Noge guilty of stealing $100,000 from an Honor Flight charity and sentenced her to 3 years probation and 4 months in jail. A freezing fog advisory runs through midday today. The National Weather Service says it impacts the entire southeastern Wisconsin area and warns of reduced visibility, ranging from 1/4 to 1/2 mile. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Wisconsin loses to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers losing 75-69 before a nationally televised audience. That's back-to-back losses now. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think the losing a game always gets your attention more, but I don't think there's anything that we have seen transpire in the last two games that we hadn't talked about before, and it's masqueraded by winning.
NBA, the Bucks came up short in Utah. Final score 123-108. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about Damian Lillard, who appeared to be playing despite an injury.
We think he's okay, but he was struggling all game with the ankle.
The Bucks road trip continues tomorrow night in Phoenix. And the teams for Super Bowl 58 have arrived in Las Vegas, and already the trash talk is underway. 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa asked about the Chiefs right guard Trey Smith and right tackle Juwan Taylor.
Taylor and Smith leaves the NFL, ton of penalties. Anything stand out when you watch them?
They hold a lot.
That's the 49ers' Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Some patchy dense fog and freezing fog this morning, then eventually becoming partly cloudy into this afternoon. Our high today, 39. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, more fog. Our low down to 31. Tomorrow, fog early, then sunshine with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 28.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Gravedigger on his final show. What's up, Earl?
Listen, man, it's first off, welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, listen, man, I don't understand what happens to time. I can't believe we've gone through the entire season, preseason, and now we're at the end of the football season. And it happened so quickly, man. You know, I remember just like yesterday, watching the first preseason game, and I was saying to you, hey, man, the Packers got a lot of athletes. They've got a lot of great talent. Here it is, man. The Super Bowl is this coming Sunday. And I just wanted to spend some time with you, man. You played in two Super Bowls. You got a chance to see what only a handful of the greatest players who played a game ever get to experience. Kansas City and San Francisco are experiencing it right now. Tell us a little bit, man, about your travels as you got a chance to, man, it's Super Bowl week for you and the Packers, your first Super Bowl. Take us down that road, man. Memory lane, if you will, about what that was like.
Well, when you look at it, Earl, it's an eye-opening experience. Just number one, you don't just go down to the Super Bowl, you know? You know, it's 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks of preparation. You're going to spend a week in Green Bay or San Francisco, right, or Kansas City. And then the following week, you're going to spend in the host city of the Super Bowl, because you got to do media, you got to do preparation, you got to do family, you got to do a lot of stuff in 6 days, and get your mind right for a game. So it's a lot of stuff you got to do in those 2 weeks, but it's crunch time that last week, because everything, if you ain't prepared for it, you better get prepared for it, because the train don't stop.
You know, Gilbert, I remember hearing players say everybody wants a ticket to the Super Bowl in your family. Cousins, third cousins, first grade school teacher. and I guess the player springs for those tickets, right? Not really.
I don't know why. I don't know how it changed over the years. I don't know if they cut it down to the allotment of tickets, but if At one time, I believe you could have got 30 tickets.
That you would have to pay for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got it. They ain't gonna just, it's a cost to it, but you are allowed
each player
so many tickets. Yes, yes, and if you want to get all those tickets, you can. I don't know what the number is now. They probably cut it down from 30 some tickets, 32 tickets, or whatever it was. But you got to get those tickets, and then you got to disperse them to the people you love or whatever.
Right.
My first Super Bowl, I didn't let nobody come.
Not even your mom, man, as close as you were to your mom and your family, man?
Nobody. Only person I let come was Coach Robert Dozier.
Yeah, great man.
That was it.
Why?
Everybody else?
Why?
Because I was focused, man. I didn't want no distractions. I didn't want anything. I wanted to be focused on my first. Now, the second Super Bowl, thank God we were privileged to go back.
Right.
I let everybody come. Guess what happened?
You lost.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but let me. So you find out you're going to you just won a championship game. You're going to the Super Bowl.
NFC championship game.
From that point forward, what happens to Gilbert's mind? And as you walk towards making it to that game, what happens to you?
You know what? Everybody's in congratulation mode, and everybody's happy to go and da 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 da. It don't start getting real till you get on the plane. That's when them butterflies start shooting you. A week before the game, you're getting on the plane. Because normally you get on the plane, it's a business trip. It's not a have a good time trip,
right?
Because you know we go down there, win the game, come home. But getting on this plane, then you start seeing the hoopla, and everybody's you know, you like in Green Bay. Oh my God, we getting on that small big plane,
right?
And you got to walk through the hallways, and there's people on each side of the hallways cheering you. It was crazy. Real crazy. So you have to understand that each day as you get closer, each day it gets more and more intense on what you got to do.
You know, how old were you at your first Super Bowl? About,
I don't know.
25, 26?
23, 24.
Wow. So you were very, very young.
Yeah.
But did it help that you had cats like Reggie White around?
Yes. Yes. It's veterans that keep everybody grounded, but some of them veterans have not been there before either. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So everybody was going through what we supposed to do, how we supposed to act in certain situations. And I mean, because at that time, you got to understand, at that time, I was one of those guys that was at the height of their career. So that was when the Gilbert Burger was going around.
Right.
So I had a couple of appearances in New Orleans at Burger King's. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you got to understand when the limelight is here and when it's time to get your butt to work. Because there's a lot of distractions that'll pull you away from the game. A lot of sponsors.
And I'm kind of sure that... what was the coach's name? I forgot his name.
Mike Holmgren.
Mike Holmgren wasn't tolerating no mess, right?
Oh, no. Because he's been there. See, that's the thing when you got a head coach that's been there before, because he was with Frisco.
Right.
When Frisco was in their heyday, going to the Super Bowls and whooping up everybody and stuff like that. So he knows what to expect. That's what kept us grounded was Mike Holmgren.
Yeah. So Gilbert, you guys got this week, you're preparing Green Bay. And I was asking you before whether or not, you know, if you do a lot of hitting. You guys still hit back then, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. To a certain extent we were still hitting, yeah.
I'm kind of sure that probably was no hitting going on today in today's NFL.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
They're not going to run the risk of people getting hurt.
No, no. And then again, if you know how to practice and do certain things, then, yeah, you won't get hurt. But I don't care what you do. Offensive and defensive linemen are hitting every day, period. We're hitting that. You cannot avoid contact as an offensive defensive lineman.
So Gilbert, so you made it to – where did you guys play your Super Bowl?
New Orleans.
In New Orleans. So you get down to New Orleans. New Orleans is – some of the folks say you get down to New Orleans, it's all kind of action. Just, man, you know, French Quarter, everything going on down in New Orleans, and you got to focus on football.
You missing the whole part, all that good food.
Oh, yeah.
that's going to help me two gap when I need two gap. So I need to. All that good food in me.
Yeah, but they, you know, the team provides your meals.
Yeah, but it ain't like going to them Creole restaurants and all that good stuff.
Did they make those off limits?
They tried.
They can watch everybody.
They
tried,
but they can't hold your hand as you're walking down the street to New Orleans.
Yeah. So Gilbert, let's move up to the week before the game, the plane lands in New Orleans. Y'all worked and get in condition and all those things the week before. Everything is set. Now that plane finally lands, and here it is. You're in New Orleans, and what starts happening? Change of mindset already?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got dudes hiding in bushes with cameras, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't go nowhere. You can't do nothing without a camera on you. As soon as you step outside your hotel room, media's on you. You know, and it's a lot of crazy things going on. And if you got family there, oh my God. You know, they come on, can we go do this? Can we go do that?
Yeah, they there for a good time.
They forget. They think it's a bit vacation,
right?
I tell them, hey man, this is a business trip for me. So you can understand why I didn't want anybody there, because I wanted to be focused on my, because I wasn't going to be the one to lose the game, not by being focused.
So, you know, I want to do this. 844-967-2789. You know, Gilbert, I thought it was important that this last show that we do for now, you know, for now, that we talked about you, you're Super Bowl champion, man. You always will be a Super Bowl champion. And so for slugs like myself, and I ain't going to call Calvin a slug, and others who are listening, we just kind of want to know how that feel, man. I mean,
what is a slug? What is that?
Oh, a slug is just average, you know,
John Q. Public. Just say you're an average Joe, man. John.
All right. Got to take a shot. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. You can join us under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Early Eagles.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Flynn Direct.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915, and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official.
This also is a time for rising racial pride. The black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no
with no.
I got my grub on, but didn't dig out.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up
for later.
Hey, so is that Biggie Smalls?
No.
I don't know, man. What about, hey, man?
Ice Cube. That's Ice
okay,
Cube.
Well, I thought he sounded like Ice Cube, man. But what, you know, what do I know? Why are you shaking your head?
No. Nothing. You know nothing.
Welcome back. That's a nice piece, man.
I know it is. Yeah. Ice Cube.
Yeah, okay. Welcome back to Under the Helmet.
They call that sampling, brother.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show, our final show of the 2023-24 football season. So, Gilbert, I was asking you, let's go to the phone lines quickly. Steven from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Steven. You want to say what?
Good morning, Gilbert and Earl. It's sad to hear that this is your last show, but I hope you will be back next football season. With that being said, I have
You got to call in, Steven. You got to call in and let them know.
Oh, you know I'll be calling.
Yeah, there you go.
With that being said, I remember my great-grandfather when I was a young little boy sitting in his living room, and you weren't allowed to talk when the Packer game was on, and if you did, you'd get thrown out of his apartment. He has since passed, and he actually has a Packer helmet next to his gravestone. Wow. He was that big of a Packer fan. He died. He lived green and gold. Probably if he cut him, it would be green and gold blood that came out of his veins. That's how much he loved the Packers. With that being said, as a boy, my dream was to stand in Lambeau Field. Not only have I been able to do that, but I actually live in the city of Green Bay, and I get to drive past Lambeau Field every single day. And when I do so, chills go down my spine because I realize how historic and big of a place that is. With you playing for the Green Bay Packers and being able to go to two Super Bowls, can you just talk a little bit about how it was not only to play in Green Bay, but how it's different than playing from any other team, how special the city is to play in, and do you come back to Green Bay every once in a while just to kind of relive the memories?
Hey, Steven, what you trying to do, take my job? Because those are some good questions. Gilbert, thank you very much for the call, Steven. Gilbert, great.
Steven is a guy, man, that you love to play for. Because you don't just play for the coach. You play for the fans. And that's why I never left Green Bay. I had several opportunities to leave the Green Bay Packers and go play for different teams. That never crossed my mind. Green Bay is a special place. It is a nostalgic place. It is a place filled with tradition that a lot of teams don't have. And for a guy like Steve to say, when he drives down the street past the stadium and he feels energized, it's like it's a mystical person outside touching everybody that passes Lambeau Field to give you that energy and that tradition. There is no other team I would want to play for than the Green Bay Packers. When I first stepped on from that stupid place I came from and walked in that locker room, back then you can see – the Paul Hornings. You can see the Bart Starrs. You can see the Jerry Kramers in the building. They touch this. They touch that. They walk down this hallway. Oh, my God. There is no other team that has that type of tradition and fan base that we have. America's team, my ass. It's in Green Bay, baby. Period.
You know, you know, Gilbert, and what Steven said was so beautiful. You know, I guess I would ask you, man, you know, they've changed the stadium. There's a lot of stuff around. There's a lot of entertainment.
They ain't changed the stadium. The inner core of that stadium, the heart of that stadium has always been there. They build from the heart out. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The heart is always the same. That's why Lambeau Field is so special. The heart has never changed. You may put up a new window. You may put up another brick here.
Right.
But the heart is always the same.
Let me ask you, Gilbert. Here you are. Excuse me. Let's say the Saturday before the game. What happens to you? When do you start your mind that Saturday before the game?
Saturday before the game, Sunday is the game. That's what you're saying?
Right.
So Saturday night, after that last team meeting.
You ain't clubbing.
No, this ain't basketball. This ain't basketball. You get to party and go. Yeah. No. You at bed check, brother. You ain't going nowhere. So Saturday night, after that last team meeting, which was powerful for us because Fritz was laying down some knowledge, man. Fritz Shermer had us crying in there, man. Fritz Shermer, with some of the things he was saying, had us crying. So how in the hell are you going to go to sleep? You go back to your room. I had a roommate during Super Bowl. After a while, once I got older, I didn't have a roommate, but I had a roommate by the name of Gabe Wilkins. Got on my last nerve. You know what I'm saying? Just shut up, man, you know. But during that time, you can't sleep. It's too many scenarios going through your mind. If you can sleep like a baby, you something wrong with you. I'm going to go and say it right now. You ain't a real human. I could not sleep. I was pacing the room. I was, what if this happened? What if that happened? I need to do this. I need to do that. You need to get that first hit out your system so your body can relax. And if that sounds crazy, you got to hit something or you're going to be on a nervous wreck all the way to that first. That's how it was for me, man. I tell everybody, I wish everybody could see it. It's a video where, you know, it was surprising me because offense is the darlings of the world, but they introduced defense for the Super Bowl. Everybody was talking about, oh, this is what we're going to do when I come out. I got my celebration when I come out. Nobody did what they said they was going to do because as soon as you get through that gate, so you get through that curtain, all them lights is flashing. Oh, it's like a rock star, man. But back in the back, me, Sean, Reggie, and Santana was in our own little huddle, which I will never disclose what we said. I was crying like a little baby. Tears running down my face. I couldn't do it.
All right. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show. So tune in then from noon to 2.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gray wolves will stay under federal endangered species protections. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's going to focus on a national wolf strategy. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says that means the state's wolf management plan will stay the same. It bans wolf hunting until the population in Wisconsin is well over 1,000. February is Black History Month. Black leaders in Wisconsin say the fight for equality is as relevant as ever.
All these years later, in 2024, that we've got people who are trying to undermine efforts around diversity, equity, and inclusion to lift people up who've had challenges trying to live out that simple American dream.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson on Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Over the weekend, Milwaukee experienced a surge of violence with 8 people being shot over a 6-hour period. The shooting started at around 9:45 Saturday night and continued into the early hours yesterday. At this point, no fatalities have been reported. 2 16-year-olds and an 18-year-old sustained injuries in the shootings. Your call is important to the cable company, but about 170 people taking those calls in Milwaukee will soon be out of their current job. Charter Communication, parent company of Spectrum, has made a filing with the state saying 173 employees at their residential retention center on MLK Drive will be impacted come March. The company says some employees will be eligible for hire at other call centers that they operate. In-person absentee voting starts tomorrow in many communities. You can find out more at myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Former comedian and TV host Byron Allen is trying to buy the Paramount Network for $30 billion, according to Bloomberg. Byron Allen was a stand-up comic in the 80s and started bringing a video camera to celebrity events to interview attendees. Brilliantly, he sold the interviews and eventually was hired to host his own show. Now, he's the founder of the Allen Media Group and a billionaire. Genius. Oppenheimer star Florence Pugh says that a camera broke during a sex scene between her and co-star Cillian Murphy. It was revealed that they had to pause the intimate sex scene due to equipment failure, not Murphy's. Pugh said she and Murphy sat hugging themselves and covering up until the issue was resolved, and said everyone on the site was very supportive. Oppenheimer is nominated for 13 honors at this year's Academy Awards, which are set for March 10th. 13 nominations are one shy of the record. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 8 and 10 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some patchy dense fog and freezing fog this morning, then eventually becoming partly cloudy into this afternoon. Our high today, 39. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, more fog. Our low down to 31. Tomorrow, fog early, then sunshine with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 28.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfheim, Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on The Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Creep on in, on in. Kind of broke, seeing y'all, so all I got is fire, I got fire.
fire. Give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that like to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still feel these spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette.
Hey Gilbert, who is that, James Brown? Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram show. So Gilbert, so we're talking about your time at your first Super Bowl, man, and leading up to it. So now here it is, it's game time, Gilbert. You're coming out of the curtain. They're introducing the defense. Number 93 for the Green Bay Packers, Gilbert Brown. And you come through that, man. What was that feeling like, man?
Like I said, man, everybody had what they was going to do when they get called.
Right.
As soon as I come through that curtain, and they say your name, and you see all them lights flashing.
Yeah.
All them bulbs flashing. I don't know how many people was in that stadium, but OMG. Everything I thought I was going to do, I didn't do. I was just so energized, you know. And to be able to have that feeling of walking through all them years of how I got there to that point was amazing. Was amazing. I mean, next to your kids being born, the greatest feeling in your life.
Man, I can look at you and tell how impactful that was. Let me ask you, did they introduce Reggie after you? So you got to sit back and Reggie is the last one. And when he comes over there to, I mean, man, your feet must be off the ground.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta say the best for last, man. You gotta say the best for last, you know? And it humbles you because you're seeing greatness come down in the greatest game at the greatest time for the greatest moment. I wouldn't change places with anybody. They say, if you could step outside your body and be the prettiest man on earth, would you give it up? Hell no, because I'm watching greatness at this moment.
So now you're in the game, right?
Thank God, I'm ready to hit somebody.
So the hitting starts, and, you know, when does it just become a football game, or does it ever become just a football game? No.
The Super Bowl never becomes just a game.
So even during the time you're in the game,
you're excited. You
understanding the magnitude of it.
You are every play you're excited. Every play you're going over your adjustments. You're trying to keep it composed, you know. And once you get that lead in the game, you got to tell yourself, we're not done yet. We're not done yet. And it all becomes, you know, everybody rallying to each other to win this game, you know? Defense is helping offense. Offense is helping defense. Both of us helping special teams. Because if you want to win, you got to win as a team, not as an individual.
So I can just envision, Gilbert. So here it is. The Packers got a lead. Reggie called all of y'all together, the defense. You wasn't calling them together. Sean Jones wasn't calling them together. Reggie was calling y'all together. The impact that these words.
No.
Okay.
No. Leroy was calling us together.
Really? Even with Reggie there?
Big Dog is on a mission. Don't mess with him.
Okay.
Don't mess with him. Because you saw at the end of the game who had to take it over.
Yeah.
For us to secure the win. Big Dog. Big dog is with us, but he on a whole different mission. I ain't bothering him. When Leroy call us together, we go sit by Reggie. See what I'm saying? Leroy don't call us together, and then Reggie comes to us. Reggie over there sitting on the end of the on the bench. Leroy call us together. Everybody go by Reggie and sit by the bench.
Had Reggie White won a championship before then?
Never.
Oh, so okay, I see.
Never. That was his first.
So that's why he didn't want to be nobody.
No, everybody know he was. Everybody knew when we walked in to get dressed.
Don't talk to him.
It was a different Reggie White because normally he in there joking and playing around and trying to keep everybody loose. He had on like a business suit with a briefcase, and he opened that briefcase up and put his clothes on. It's time to go.
And we're talking about a man who's an ordained preacher who talks a lot, right?
Yeah.
He was silent, huh?
He wasn't silent, but he wasn't like he normally would be.
Right.
You could tell he was all about business that morning. All about business. I've never seen him in that frame before, which got me ready, which got everybody ready because they're like, hey, man, look at Reggie. It's time to go.
So Reggie, for people who don't know, big, strong cat. He was throwing offensive linemen around like they were wide receivers, wasn't he?
Oh, my God. Yeah. He was mentally setting the tone. This ain't a play trip, guys. I want this. We got to have this type mentality. There was no way we was going to lose that game.
So Gilbert, the seconds are ticking down. You know it. Everybody knows it. You know, before that final gun sounds, okay, and you're starting to feel with emotions. What happens, man, when that final gun sounds, Gilbert? What do you feel, man? Or you can't?
I'm going to back it up a little bit. While we were out there playing, right?
Right.
And we talking about Reggie White, the greatest defensive lineman that ever put his hand in the dirt. When I saw him go out there and get those two sacks back to back to secure the win, that's when I finally know we won the game. And it all, like I said before, when I watched greatness come down that tunnel, when everybody was congratulating after they called his name, to the end of those two sacks, Reggie White's the man. And that's when I knew we won the game, period. And then I didn't wake up. I was kind of like in a fog right then. I didn't wake up till I see all them ticker tape things come flying down out of the ceiling. Now that right there let me know we won the Super Bowl.
So Gilbert, when did you really grasp? Because at the moment, even at the end of the game and all that stuff, you really don't really grasp what has happened. How long did it take for you to really understand what you guys had accomplished?
Not till we got back to Green Bay. And usually a trip from the airport to Lambeau Field takes 10 minutes. From the trip from the airport to Lambeau Field took 3 hours.
Because all the people.
And here's the killer part about it, what really woke us up and we won. They put us on buses. There were no windows in the buses. You know how cold it is in Green Bay in February? Yeah. And we just came from New Orleans, so nobody had a coat on. Nobody had gloves on. Now, mind you, Mike Holmgren and Brett Favre is in the fire engine that's leading the thing.
Yeah.
Guess what they got? They got heat.
Yeah.
Us dummies in back, we ain't had nothing. So when we was riding and people was screaming, we were snatching hats and gloves. Anything we get our hand on to stay warm.
Hey, man, let me so from that day to this, because the last segment of today's show, we're gonna let you thank people for, you know, listening and those kind of things. But from that point to today, what does having played with Reggie White and winning a Super Bowl, what impact has that had on your life, even to this day?
I'm going to put it in perspective for you, Earl. Dan Marino, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, went to the Super Bowl his rookie season. I think it was 1985. Never returned.
And he played about 17, 18 years.
And never returned. Right. So you cannot take this for granted. I had the opportunity to be a Super Bowl champion and defend my Super Bowl championship all the way to the end. I think we were great ambassadors of defending our title all the way to the end, you know? And to be a Super Bowl champion, which some great players have never can call themselves Super Bowl champions. They can call themselves Hall of Famers, and which is well-deserved.
Right.
But to be a Super Bowl champion, to walk around with that ice on your finger if you want to. I don't walk my own mind. I put mine up on the shelf. Like, I'm like that ring is like Lord of the Rings, the Gollum. That's my precious. And I just like to look at it. I might wear it every once in a while or something. But
look, man, a couple months ago, I was with you, Earl Dotson, and Leroy Butler. Earl Dotson had his on.
Earl Keith.
And he pulled it off, and he let me. You ain't never let me try to touch yours.
You ain't gonna touch mine. Ain't nobody gonna touch mine but me. Hey, I'm selfish that way. I'm sorry.
Hey, but I mean, that really, it's kind of like it's a pinnacle.
I'm still not used to it, Earl. That's why I don't wear it. Sometimes you ask yourself, did I deserve this? Do I really, you know, I keep that in high regards, you know?
Right.
And sometimes I see guys walking around, they wear their ring every day. I'm like, is you crazy?
Hey, you know,
Gilbert. Thing dirty or scuffed up? Is you crazy?
You know, Gilbert, your teammates that you wanted, I see your relationship with Leroy Butler and the admiration you have for him and that he has for you. And all of your teammates, that man, that'll be, because I saw that with Willie Davis and the admiration that he had for those teammates of his, you that'll be for the rest of your life.
Brothers for life, man. Brothers for life. You spend so much time with guys in that locker room. You do stuff with them that, you know, you don't do with your regular family. It's a sight to behold, and it's the camaraderie in that locker room, which keeps us together.
All right. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger. You know, we got one more segment, and we're going to give Gilbert a chance to, you know, Gilbert is a guy of many words.
Plenty.
He's a very emotional guy as well. So we're going to give Gilbert a chance to tell you exactly how he feels about those of you who've taken the time out to listen to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And Green Bay Packers 2023-2024 football season here at Civic Media on the Earl Ingram Show.
With the lemon squeeze up and everybody's rolled up. I'm a roller. That's with the photo blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show for this football season. Gilbert, you wanted to, and I wanted to give you an opportunity, man, to only in the way that Gilbert Brown can say it, thank some people.
All right, Earl, my man. Well, first of all, I'm going to say good morning, Wisconsin, for the last time. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Calvin, you did a hell of a job this season.
Yeah, he really did.
Nice young man there. I was trying to help Calvin get a new girlfriend. We don't know what all is, you know? Me and Calvin got to hang out somewhere. Earl, you're a hell of a host, man. I really appreciate the time we had, the going from gray to dark, from dark to gray.
That's an inside joke.
But what drives this show is the fans, man. The fans are just second to none. I mean, just every Monday from last February to this February, we've been kicking it and meeting a lot. My man Rico. Oh, I love me some Rico, man, you know, and the mysterious lady that never gave her name and all the fans, man. I just want to tell y'all something from the bottom of my heart. There is no other team I would ever want to play for. The fans, the tradition, the nostalgia of the Green Bay Packers will always be in my heart, no matter what. Nobody can take that away from me. Nobody can take away being a Super Bowl champion. Nobody can take away being a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer. Nobody can take away the Gravedigger digging graves on Sunday with a list of guys that I'm looking for. God bless y'all. I love y'all. And hopefully we can do this again, big girl.
You know, man, I love you so much. I respect you so much. And even before we even got a chance to do this, for people who don't know, you and I have had a relationship before this. And man, what I've seen you do with children, to me is the most important of everything, all the things you do, it's what you do for children that has such a lasting effect on me, because you and I are the same when it comes to that. And so, you know, when you can impact the lives of a child, Gilbert, you know, money can't give you that feeling, can it? Things can't give you that feeling.
Sure can't. The reward is that smile that they give you. That's the reward that you should be looking for. That smile from those kids that's trying to get to a place where you are or where you have been. And that is the only reward I need to be able to keep me going, to keep me doing my foundation that I do, and have a great time doing it.
you know, man, I laugh and joke with you a lot, and but I respect you tremendously. I am honored, man, to say to you, you allowed me to meet your family.
Yeah,
and I know your mother,
mm-hmm.
and man, and I know you just don't open that up to anybody.
Now, my mama still like that old gunfighter. She still got that switch on her hip, man.
And so, man, I've had a chance to get to know you from the inside out, man, and mm-hmm. and I'm honored, man. I had a chance to hang out with your coach, man,
mm-hmm.
man, your brother, and man, I never will forget those things, man. I remember early on the young man that my wife and I have been raising for 22 years. You taking mm-hmm. that young man? I got pictures of him in your arms when mm-hmm. he's 6 years old. He's now 22. That's how long it's been.
That's a long time, Earl.
Yeah, man.
Long time for me to be hanging around with you.
Hey, man. Come on, man.
Earl, yeah, we were talking about here. You were talking about autographs and stuff like that. Oh, and yeah. I would say, Earl, somebody will pay you $3 for your autograph. Bro.
So here's how I went. So, you know, I was asking Gilbert, you know, he does autographs. I asked him, what would my autograph be worth? And what'd you say?
$3.
On a good day.
On a good day. $1.50 on the worst
day. Hey, man. But I got to ask you, man, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I'm going to go with the Chiefs, man. Because I'm a Jayhawk. I'm a Kansas Jayhawk. So I got to go with the Chiefs. And Andy Reid. I love me some Andy Reid.
He a throwback man, right?
He's a hell of a coach, man. He's solid earth dude, and I love him to death. Andy Reid.
Hey, let's squeeze CJ in here. Hey, CJ, good morning to you, man. Thank you for the call. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to thank you both. It was fun to listen to you tease each other the whole season. And dang, everybody's on the love train now, but where were they in the beginning?
Choo choo.
Well,
Gilbert was on that
train.
Yeah,
baby.
I'm the conductor.
Well, oh yeah. Well, I'll be right in the caboose because I just want to watch it play back because this young kid and the Packers, they're humble and they're gonna come back with some fire. It's gonna be a great season next year.
Hey CJ,
and
man.
I hope to get to listen to you guys again.
Yeah, man. You know, it certainly.
Thank you, CJ.
It's not the end. Thank you very much for the call, Gilbert. Man, I want to thank you, man. I love you. We're gonna stay connected because, you know, for whatever reason, man.
Y'all, Earl gave me some greens. Some of the best greens I ever had in my life. I was like, "You made these? No, your wife made these. You didn't make these."
See, the people still don't believe I got a few talents, right?
Yes, you do, brother. Yes, you do.
Hey, man, I love you. We'll do this again. Thank everybody who made the show go. And
Calvin, holla at you.
Yeah, thank everybody who made the show go. And I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show under the helmet with the gray.
Don't Big Sandy Pie either, man.
Yeah, signing off.
You're a shining star. No matter who you are, shining bright to see what you can truly be. You're a shining star. No matter who you are, shining bright to see what you can truly be. You're a shining star. No matter who you are.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, another day of